Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
Clearly she wanted to see me be sexy.
I didn't go to rehab for anger like people thought I did.
You just ate balls and intestines.
Grow up!
I like a bull testicle in my mouth.
Don't besmirch the bachelor!
Close your eyes and let it happen.
Spanky's. Spanky's.
Are you still mad at me?
No, I got the taste out of my mouth. We play Truth or Dare Wars every week on our Instagram, which you can follow at B96 Chicago. If you want to find us individually, it's really easy to do through there. So every Thursday and Friday kicks off with whoever it left off on last. And you had to do your dare today, which we went easy on you. You were just
what's this we stuff? You always
dancing.
Say we. It was Kenzie's dare, and you
it
always say we.
It was Kenzie's dare, but she like consulted.
Why
like,
does she consult you? You're the insane one of the group.
I don't know. Probably because, like...
Does Kenzie not have her own ideas? If Kenzie's out of ideas...
Kenzie has fantastic ideas on her own. Kenzie is...
If Kenzie's out of ideas, then maybe we shouldn't do this anymore.
No, Kenzie has fantastic ideas, and if anything, she's the insane one. We have to dial her back.
She did come... Okay, so the Truth of Dare Wars, it was brought back this week. It's a Kenzie and Julia special. They just love this, and the rest of the staff hate it. So to give you a rundown, after we did it like, what, 6 months ago?
Yeah.
Came back and Kenzie told me after the fact, I had to do some body roll thing like I was in Magic Mike or something. I don't know. Kind of dumb. So, but she told me that the one dare that she wanted to do was get on Instagram and defend R. Kelly for 30 seconds.
Which, honestly, real savage dare out of Kenzie.
Yeah,
that was, I mean,
appreciate that, one.
That was good, but just nothing we should do when we work for a company.
At all. So instead, she made me do body rolls to this new track that we're playing called Ride It, which is fine. Clearly, she wanted to see me be sexy. Everyone's got their thing. Apparently, I'm hers. So it went to me and I dared Julia. And the dare was very simple. You said dare and the dare was very simple. Let me buy you dinner and just eat whatever shows up. I'm going to order it. It was delivered.
I don't ever trust that out of somebody like you who like lives a very exotic lifestyle.
Oh yeah, super exotic.
You do live an exotic lifestyle. Yeah, where are you going in a week? You're like in Africa.
What does that have to do?
So you've got an expansive palate. You've tried lots of weird things. And in other countries, their delicacies are not normal things we would eat here and not things I would ever want to eat here.
I fired up some lamb testicles and lamb intestines for Julia to get a good couple bites on. And I thought you did well. I thought you enjoyed it.
No. And I asked you before, I said, are they balls? You said no.
Is this Shane? Can Shane be on a microphone?
No, he's not allowed to.
Is intense Shane? Is this the return to the podcast?
Just whisper something. Just let him know you're okay.
Guys, I'm fine. There's an embargo on me as a person. I'm not allowed to be here. So please, when you release this, do not tag me on Twitter.
Okay.
But I just wanted to let your listeners know
I'm okay.
Everything's fine. I didn't go to rehab for anger like people thought I did. I've been 20 feet down the hall in my office, encouraged to stay out of your business. Okay?
Intense Shane was on the first two or three episodes of this podcast way back in the day.
Is that the first time you've used the word embargo out loud in 2020?
No, actually, I used it today. Some information for White Sox Fest is embargoed. I cannot.
Can you use your real voice for like 2 seconds?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, there it is.
Everything okay here?
Honestly, it was getting really creepy.
I like sneaky Shane voice.
But I just want to, for those concerned, I want to let everyone know the time right now is 6:03 p.m. I am no longer on the clock. Walking out the door. Mm-hmm. Finish with my work day, intend to be here early tomorrow, ready to work.
Dedicated to the team.
It's good to have you back.
How are the balls, Julia? You like Truth or Dare now? Wow. What an idea, by the way.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Grow up.
Were they good?
No.
I like a Rocky Mountain oyster. I like a bull testicle in my mouth.
Yeah. Just chew on it a little bit.
I straight
little
up aioli. Said, I was like, it better not be balls. I know bull balls are a delicacy. I don't want any balls.
Okay. And there's no one holding a gun in your head to take this dare. And not once did I tell you, no, it's not balls. I said,
What was the consistency? I'm sorry if you covered this already.
We did not know. You came in at the perfect time.
It was really dry. It was
what was the mouth feel?
When you had the balls in your mouth, what was your first thought?
You see that thing on TikTok, that trend on TikTok right now, that apparently testicles have taste buds.
Yes. Thank you. This is a story I sent you four times, Julie. Yeah. And you're like, you never pay attention to anything.
I didn't pay attention to that.
People are literally dipping their testicles in curry.
And soy sauce.
And soy sauce. Soy sauce. That's what it was. Yeah.
And they're saying, yes, I can taste the soy sauce in my mouth. But here's the thing. The taste buds are not in the scrotum. They're in the testicle. So they're faking it. Like if your testicle was exposed and the scrotum was not protecting it, that has a taste bud.
Taste receptors have been found elsewhere in the body, including your stomach, lungs, brain, and, oh God, your anus.
That makes sense.
It was published from the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences in 2003. Apparently, it just went viral 7 years later. And so now on TikTok, people are literally dumping their testicles in soy sauce, thinking that they can taste it, when in reality, you can't because it's all...
I'm just glad that the testicles and soy sauce thing has now been normalized because it's something I've been doing for years and now other people are starting to get behind it. I gotta go.
Bye, Shane. Good to have you back, buddy. He went running out of here.
You were right. He does run very nimbly.
He kind of flows.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was intense, Shane. If you go back and listen to like literally the first couple of episodes of Spanky's Corner, a podcast, then you would have had Shane, and then he was
honestly, if you follow any of us on social media, you see Shane all the time. He's the one with the beard that's always holding meat in his jacket.
He does.
<It's not> He's the best. We love him. So no, I did not enjoy the balls.
Are you still pissed at me?
No, I'm not mad at you. It's
you were kind of pissed.
Yeah, but once it's done, I'm just like happy I won't be picked for like probably 2 weeks because we have to go through like a whole round of people.
I think this is probably going to come back to you guys quicker than you realize.
Sonic's yet to go, though. Sonic is always a big feature.
So I'm just going to play this off my phone. This is from the Instagram story when Julia found out after she ate balls, she found out that it was balls.
And then those are lamb testicles.
Sounds like a drop in a Skrillex song. Yes! Oh my God!
I said no balls!
Oh my God, we should have Josh take that same song and replace it with that.
That'll happen. Josh, who produces this.
Yeah, not my boyfriend.
All right, so Nina. So Nina's going to be next. You think she'll take Dare?
Yeah, I think she'll do a Dare. Trying to think of her something, because I want her to get it done before the weekend, so something she can do when she's in here tomorrow morning.
I don't really want to gang up on her. That's what you and Kenzie do on everybody.
No, it's not a gang up. Like, you just know her well, so, like, what would be, like, a good dare for Nina?
Do her morning show sober.
What?
She only does it drunk twice a week.
Oh, maybe make a picture of her toe, her Facebook profile picture.
Of her toe? That's pretty innocent. Yeah. Even I would do that.
Yeah, but like guys like love Nina. So they're going to be like, oh, sexy toe pack.
Yo, girl. Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Girl, what them feet do?
New profile pic. And it's just Nina's toe.
New year, new me.
Or make her make Gabe's toe her profile pic.
Ew. I don't know what it looks like, but there's no way it's cuter than her feet.
Or my toe. I don't care.
Ooh, I feel like you got a fucking mammoth toe.
I do have a problem on one of my toes right now.
Is it like black?
Yeah, like, no, like the toenail.
It's like purple.
There's a problem. I like broke it half off a while ago and it's never quite recovered. So it's like part of it's like all white.
I'm going to throw up.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to throw up with that. You just ate balls and intestines.
It's
and
been
now
a day.
All of a sudden you're like.
It's been a day. I'm going to throw up from the day.
You're like, oh, just the thought of your toe. Balls and intestines, fine. Your toe. Oh, Tate McRae's coming up on this episode.
She is. What a lovely little human being. She's got a voice of an angel. Apparently, she got discovered on YouTube, and now she's got a bunch of record deal offers. She chose her one, and now she's doing the thing.
Good for her.
Yeah.
She's lovely. We'll have her coming up here pretty quick.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast! It has been a week in pop culture news. Did you see this James Corden thing?
Yeah, I don't understand why people are so shocked and surprised by it.
It makes me worried for people. Like, it makes me worry that people are this dumb.
To give you an idea, there's a picture somebody snapped in LA. James Corden does the carpool karaoke. And he had Justin Bieber, and they were in like a Land Rover, and it was, the back windows were tinted, but the front windows were not. And they were, the car was up on wheels. Like, you know, when you tow like a four wheel drive somewhere, It was up on those wheels, and it was behind like a production vehicle of sorts. And somebody just snapped this picture. It was Bieber and Corden. They're taping this. People are like, oh my God, he's not even driving.
And people are freaking out, like calling it a fake bit. I'm like, what do you expect? Have you seen James Corden in those things? He's closing his eyes. He's singing. He's using his arms. They're changing clothes. Like, what?
Costume changes while driving.
What do you expect? Do you think he's doing this in traffic? Can you imagine if they found out that he really was changing clothes in traffic, or he was like closing his eyes and singing in the middle of driving somewhere? People would have a shit fit about that.
People want to be angry, though. You know, people wake up offended and angry.
It's so stupid. Hey, guess what? Bachelor's not real either.
Whoa. Whoa. Don't besmirch the Bachelor.
My God. Like,
that's a great word. I'm glad you brought it back a couple weeks ago. Besmirch?
I know. Besmirch. You really have been taking that word for a walk.
I saw besmirch pop up last night. I was watching something. I don't remember what it was. And the word besmirch came up. And I sat there and I audibly laughed for like 10 minutes.
You know what's going to happen? Now that I have my new toy, I'm going to be bringing us all kinds of words because I'm back to reading.
She got a Kindle, just like her mom did back in 2004.
Got a new Kindle. I'm so excited. Don't ask me to hang out this weekend.
Kindle and her juicer.
My Kindle, my juicer.
So does that take away any from the bit from you for the James Corden thing? Does it take it away when the Justin Bieber thing comes out? You know, it's not.
Not at all. And I think, I don't know if it's maybe because we work in this industry where we're creating content with artists and just in general to where you do what you do to make it work. But it still shows them legitimately going through LA traffic. They could fake that shit in some back outside studios. You know what I mean? They could just be driving through Warner Brothers Studios or wherever his show's a part of. Like, they don't actually have to be out in traffic. So the fact that they're taking that step, I'm impressed.
Yeah, safety first. And, you know, it's funny. It's the same people that will bitch about that on the internet are the same people that was be in line for the new Star Wars movie or whatever, thinking that it's, you know, that's fake entertainment. Who cares? And this is still
wrestling,
very real.
Like, if, as long as you're entertained by it, close your eyes and let it happen. Like, who cares what they're doing to make it work? Because most of the reality TV shows, I would say 99% of reality TV shows are all souped up and fake anyway. And you know what? The Jersey Shore was a goddamn gift.
Can't. can I tell you a story about reality shows?
Yeah.
I won't say who it is. Speaking of The Bachelor. So I know a couple, I worked with a couple that was on The Bachelor. They won. She won, and then he was The Bachelor. Did I ever tell you this?
No. Like, did you know them prior to The Bachelor? Did you meet them after?
I knew him after because I worked with her in radio, and I knew him via that.
She get the job in radio because she already had a name for herself through the show?
When she was on the show came through our radio station. She became friends with everyone there. And then after it was over, we hired her and she's still there. She's awesome. She's great.
Really?
Two of the nicest people I know. The whole thing. I'm not going to say which couple it was.
Yeah, because you don't want to out it, even though people could easily Google this after this situation, but okay.
Yeah, no, you probably figured it out in a hurry, but it was a while ago. And to hear them talk in conversations I've had with them as far as what the producers will make them do. Long story short, he originally didn't pick her. She came back around at the after the rose ceremony, picked her, and he wanted nothing to do with the girl he originally picked, and the producers made him wait to that show to drop the bombshell that he was dumping the one girl that he was already living with and coming back around and dumping her for the new one who he's now married to.
I mean, to be fair, that is something you should say for live television.
Right. But this is weeks, and it's their entire life. Living together, the whole thing, yeah.
Oh, so, that probably made him look like a piece of poop.
Oh, yeah. It was not received well at the time. But yeah, they're still fine. They're still around. They still do stuff. In fact, they were on the last season of The Bachelor. They popped up as special guest or whatever.
Huh. Yeah. Hey, speaking of love and couples, how do you feel about Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt?
Their
reunion
less.
At the SAG Awards. Okay. Pretend you do care because you saw the stuff on social media. Like, what do you actually think about?
Should I take it up? I take it back. Here's what I think, Julia. I think for a moment in time, we were able to flash back 10 or 15 years to happier times when it was just Brad and Jen and everybody looked up to them. They thought it was going to last forever and ever and ever, and it just didn't happen. And just for a gleaming moment, it brought us back to that. Also, I don't care.
They were a Greek god of a couple. They were beautiful.
Still are.
They still are.
Are you still mad at Angelina Jolie for that?
Hate wow. Angelina Jolie. You cannot adopt your way out of making out with your brother and pretend it didn't happen. Miss Ooh. United Nations with blood around her neck.
Man.
You cannot just adopt a bunch of kids and think that everyone's going to be like, oh, she's so charitable. It's totally fine she made out with her brother. We forget she's a weirdo.
Those kids are in a much better place.
All 97 of them.
You know what? They're doing good.
Listen.
Because we ain't adopting kids.
I'm happy she did that stuff. That's great that she did that stuff. But her intention behind it is the same intention as the person who pays for the person behind them online and immediately goes and posts about it on Facebook.
Basically, do good work in the world and it's okay as long as you don't steal Jen Aniston from Brad Pitt and make out with your brother.
Brad Pitt from Jen Aniston.
Whatever. What'd I say?
Jen Aniston from Brad Pitt. That would be something. Men would be so happy.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
Pigeon spotted wearing small sombrero, raising concerns in Reno, Nevada.
I love this story. I love the photo because the photo actually showcases a pigeon wearing a tiny sombrero. And you know what? It makes it happy. I want it framed on my fridge. Not framed on my fridge. You can't frame things on your fridge, but I want it framed on my mantle. And then a copy printed and posted on my fridge.
Okay, well, did you read the rest of the story?
I read that it's not great.
While quirky or fun, it's still inhumane. The birds suffered when this exact thing happened last year in Las Vegas. One of them recently died. We don't want copycats.
Are they sure that's the reason why it died?
Sombreros?
Yeah.
That's a hell of a way to go. What if it had the, I don't know, the bird flu? As of now, animal services have asked the public's help to track down the pigeon and prompted residents to call dispatch if the bird is spotted again. So, okay, so somebody found the pigeon. They took a picture of it, went on social media, and then it's made its way out and about. A couple of months back, a similar situation surfaced over 400 miles away. A video that was first shared on Twitter went viral, but quickly sparked concerns over the bird's well-being. So this thing that you love so much, you know, it's just killing birds, killing pigeons left and right.
Remember when people were making them eat, what was it? Alka-Seltzer and making the Mentos, and like they were like blowing up in the sky.
Yeah. Yes. Those are the same people that ate Tide Pods that made birds do that.
Those are the same like kids who were like 5 years old, like burning ants with a magnifying glass. I did that.
But that was for science.
Of course I did. Can you get like picture me as a child? 100% that would be my
picture
favorite pastime.
You as an adult doing that. What are you talking about? Here's the thing though with pigeons. It's funny what people, we were talking earlier about what people get mad at on the internet. It's funny how, you okay? Did you just drop your laptop?
Drop kicked it.
It's amazing to me what people get upset about, because if you're walking down the street and you see a bunch of pigeons, people will kick them out of the way in a split second, right? They don't care about pigeons. They find 90% of people find pigeons a nuisance. Then all of a sudden, one little sombrero shows up on one and it's animal cruelty and people are all upset.
Listen, sombreros are hurting the pigeons, I understand. Let's do without them. But I would like to hire a good graphic designer to put sombreros on several photos of pigeons for me, because that's all I want. And also, I'm very kind to pigeons in the street. I like when watching them legitimately use the crosswalk. That always cracks me up. When you see a pigeon like walking across a crosswalk when it's time to go. Name something funnier. You can't.
Humans don't even use the crosswalk when they're crossing
like,
the street.
I will never forget this day. I saw it go walk, and this pigeon just is the first one off using the crosswalk.
Would you ever eat pigeon?
No.
Oh, you would eat balls, but you won't eat pigeon?
Correct.
Wow.
I like them in tiny sombreros using crosswalks.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast! Podcast.
Tate McRae.
What's up?
You know what I always wondered and what I was thinking about when I was sitting there is like, at what point do you realize like, hey, I can kind of sing like, hey, I'm good at this?
I mean, I've never really thought. I'm like, I'm really bad. Like, I never think my singing is good. So,
well, you have to believe it's a little good. I mean, you're here.
I just love writing. I think like the process of like creating a song and making it something that I can listen back to and be like, damn, I really feel that. That's what I've always like approached my singing as. And I've been like a dancer my whole life. So singing's kind of been like kind of off to the side for majority of my life, and now it's like becoming a much bigger part. So it's like really crazy and weird.
Wait, how if you don't mind, how old are you?
I'm 16.
Huh. She's like, my whole life just been dancing, you know, been doing this decade and a half.
So I'm assuming you've been dancing since you were little, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when did you realize like, okay, I like writing now too?
I've always kind of written songs like since I was like super young, like 2.
Okay,
like,
what kind of songs are you writing at 2?
you know, 14 years ago, you guys.
like gibberish. Like they never made sense until like I finally posted my first like original song on YouTube. And I was like, oh, this actually makes sense for the first time.
So then take me through how someone that's 16, because now you're part of a major record label, you're signed, you're doing this whole thing, you're making the rounds,
yeah,
talking to schmoes like us all around the country. So take me through the process. How do you get, I hate to use the word found because you already knew where you were at the time, but I mean, how do you go from the record label finding you to now getting signed and now doing this?
So originally I had like this YouTube account and it was for my dancing videos. And then one day I didn't have a dance video and I was like, I need to post something. So I wrote this song. I just put it out there. It was like so quick. It was called I Wrote a Song. I didn't even have a title for it. And then it kind of went viral on YouTube. And then I got approached by like 11 record labels. So we flew out to New York like a week later and then met with all of them. And then chose RCA from there.
It's a good choice.
Yeah, they're amazing. I love them.
So did you already have a following on YouTube because of dancing and then everybody was just already there and you were on like a schedule to put out videos basically?
Yeah.
We should follow in her lead with that schedule, you know?
Oh, we should do, yeah.
A serious dancer for such a long time. So, I mean, that was kind of like my whole platform before that.
So how long ago did it happen when you were like found for singing?
This was like 2 years ago, okay, a year and a half ago.
Not even that long.
Pretty fresh, yeah.
So then how do you do it then? Because obviously you're still in high school.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have a driver's license yet? Are you doing school? Like, how does this work? Yeah, seriously? Congratulations.
The day before I left for tour, I was like, I'm going to get this. I was like, I'm so determined to get this license. And I got it. And I wrote my finals all the same day, wrote my driver's test, just crammed it all in.
Oh my God, what a day.
What a day. I know.
Like, let me have this big day before I go on, you know, a tour with a major record label. Yeah. Where are you from originally?
Calgary, Canada.
Oh, Calgary.
Yeah.
Alberta.
Uh-huh.
By Red Deer.
Yes.
That's the only other. And Edmonton. Those are the only Alberta cities,
yeah,
I know.
Exactly.
You're doing great.
I'm trying to be relatable. Tim Hortons.
Yes, Timmy's is great.
I love a good Timmy's.
It's the first place I drove with my license is Timmy's.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Justin Bieber lobbied to get those lids back, though, which was nice of him.
He's a good boy, that Justin Bieber. What is it with all the music coming out of Canada?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even exaggerating when
got
I say
you,
half
got
our
the
playlist.
Weekend, Alessia Cara.
I mean, there's so many talented artists. They're mostly from Toronto. Like, a lot of them come from, like, they're like 5-hour flight away from me. But there's a lot of, like, some of my favorite artists that came from Canada, so.
This might sound kind of ignorant, but is Toronto, like, the LA of Canada? Like, is that where people kind of go and, like, it's, like, easier to get found and make music from?
Yeah, Toronto and Vancouver, I feel like, are, like, the hot spots.
Okay.
Like, Toronto has definitely a music scene that a lot of people go to. Like, I've written there once. But it's, yeah, that's definitely a hotspot for music. And then Vancouver's more like acting. And then Calgary's just like school.
But that's like, Calgary's like out in the middle of nowhere, right? It's like cows and horses and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, kind of. I mean, it's like a city.
But isn't there like a rodeo there every year?
Yeah, Stampede.
See, I know a little
it's
bit
huge.
About Calgary. The Flames are there.
Look at you.
Yeah. That's all I got.
So do you have anybody on your dream list right now of people you want to write with or people you want to produce with? Because I feel like these writers and producers now are getting a lot more like recognition.
Yeah. I really want to write with Julia Michaels. She's so good. She's like an amazing writer that I like would love to get into a session with. Collab with, like, Khalid would be like a dream of mine. That'd be crazy. He's on RCA, which is cool.
So
they can make that family connection. That happen. Look, yeah. Robin is already shaking her head back there, so you'll be fine.
Any producers you're really into right now?
I've just been bouncing around from like random producers. There's like a few of them that I love like, a lot, but I don't do, I've just been like writing randomly. I'm really bad with names, so.
What's the goal?
The goal?
And now that you're doing this, you're out here doing it, what's your goal?
Yeah, fresh into 2020.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's only your, third decade as a human? So.
big year. Yeah. Definitely, I'm releasing a lot more music this year. Performing. I'm going on a second tour in April, which will be really fun. I mean, obviously I just want to keep like releasing music and videos and keep like growing my platform and meeting people at shows. Definitely during like concerts, it's such a close connection with the people who are standing like right in front of you. It's so weird because I'm so used to seeing numbers on a screen and seeing like never really meeting them face to face, but it's a totally different energy when they're like singing back to you at a concert.
That's got to be wild because I mean, you made this music like at home, right?
Yeah.
And then you're right, you put it up on the internet and then all of a sudden you show up at a venue with a microphone and a guitar and a band and whoever else and they're singing those words. And it's the first time you've ever done it publicly, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I was not expecting anyone to show up to the show, first of all. We did like a show like 2 days ago in LA and then they were all like screaming all the words and I was like, this is crazy. I was getting chills. I was like,
that wasn't your first show, was it?
First show.
Oh, wow.
First show.
So are you finding it pertinent now to be on like TikTok as a musician trying to get your stuff out there? Because I know people are talking about it and there has been a lot of artists that broke through that way, like Lil Nas X.
It's like the industry is just changing. I mean, that's like the hot spot for kids, not for a lot of ages, actually. TikTok is like just a huge platform right now. And I mean, who knows how long it's going to be up for the music industry and how much it's going to affect it. But right now, it's like you got to get your stuff on there and you got to be in that world.
Have you been doing it?
Yep.
Did you notice though like a much more immediate response there than you did on YouTube? Like is it really that much better?
No, TikTok is so fast. Like one of my songs kind of like there was like a trend that went around with Stupid, the second one I played. And it's like crazy how much like people are so persistent with like what they hear on TikTok is what they search up and start listening to.
Are we gonna get like a like an EP from you, an album? Like what's the deal?
EP is actually releasing on Friday.
Oh. As in the day tomorrow?
My first ever EP tomorrow.
I love it. I can tell. Like, you're not even quite sure what day it is. That means you're definitely on board with the whole record label thing touring around because you have no clue what day it is.
No. Nope.
You know like, what listen, city I just got in. A license.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what day it is.
So we can stream it, get it, download it, do all that stuff tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
As in the day after today.
Yep.
Unless you listen to this on Friday, then today.
Yep. Today.
That's crazy. Are you going to be watching the Grammys on Sunday?
Oh, yes.
Who are you most excited to see perform or maybe like win an award?
I haven't even like checked who's performing yet. I don't know. There's so many talented artists like nominated this year. So I don't know.
Are awards like that, is that a dream? Or are you like, you know, if it happens, great. Or is it just like, yeah, that'd be amazing. Like this time next year, I want to be on the Grammy stage. Is that like a goal or
which could
not so
be
much?
Likely.
Well,
I mean, you got RCA Records behind you. Anything can happen.
I mean, think about Lil Nas X a year ago. You know what I mean? Yeah. And now he's going to be there.
No, it's crazy. I mean, obviously that would be like a dream of mine, like a Grammy. I feel like that's every artist's dream to just like be able to be in that room. Let alone just like be surrounded by all those artists and be like, wow, I'm actually like here. So that would be like huge for me. But I mean, obviously like I hate like focusing on the end result. It's like you got to like figure out like what you want to put out and just be proud of everything you're doing in the exact moment and then see what comes out of it, I guess.
Yeah, it does seem like that's the headspace you're in, that you're kind of taking things slowly and it seems like you're like just happy and surprised by things that are coming to you.
Yeah. For sure.
Well, I mean, unless she's getting her driver's license and finishing finals, then it happens right away.
She's got a lot on her plate.
So the whole interview thing, you're going around talking to people and whatever else, this just started too then, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty fresh.
Oh, cool. So we got you early before you get asked the same questions 150 times over and over again.
Yeah. You guys are doing good.
Thanks. They're all fresh, original questions.
All right. So tell the people where they can find this new EP tomorrow.
You can find the new EP on Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon, all platforms, my YouTube.
Does the EP have like an official name?
Yeah, it's called All the Things I Never Said.
Mm.
I've already released 3 of the songs.
Yeah.
2 of them are going to be new. So
then going forward, where there might be another EP, or is it just one step at a time and let's see what happens?
Yeah, we're already working on a second EP. So
is it done?
We just have to figure out which songs we want to use.
Yeah.
We have like a big range of songs. Now we just got to like pick them all.
That's exciting.
It is exciting.
It's so exciting.
It's cool.
I don't even know how you would pick. Like, I would think they're all kind of like your babies. They probably all have their own. I'm saying this to someone that has no talent whatsoever. But like, you have all your music. How do you pick like what goes on the EP? How do you narrow that down?
I mean, for me, it's hard because it's like they're so personal. Like, you write them about like such personal events in your life. But it's like a collective opinion. So it's like the label has to agree, your managers have to agree, you have to agree. Like, it's like a full.
I picture them sitting at like a long table, like it's an award show, and then like when it's the one, they like turn around and they're like
that one.
Like on The Voice.
Yes, exactly that.
I got buzzers. All of a sudden, Blake Shelton turns around. I want to work with you.
Listen, we love a dramatic chair.
Yeah, that'd be kind of sick.
Have you written a verse for Khalid yet?
No.
Okay, just keep that in mind. Put it into the existence. Just will it out there. It's so nice meeting you.
So nice meeting you guys too. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad we got you early. I'm. You'll think of us at some point when you're in some random city, like, I don't know, Paducah, and they ask you all the questions we just asked you, and you're going to go, Tyler and Julie in Chicago warned me of this. It's
going to
happen.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Be a good human being and subscribe, rate, review the mess you just heard. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.